Hey everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the Tree Care HQ Climb to Profit podcast, and today's show is called What Are Common Pitfalls in Implementing Business Systems? But before I get started, if you're a tree care professional ready to level up your business and marketing, then let's chat. Schedule a short, no obligation call at tech.treecarehq.com. Now, let's get started with today's show. Let me ask you, are your new business systems actually making things easier or just giving you and your team more headaches? I see this all the time. A tree service gets excited about a shiny new CRM or project management tool, only to find themselves frustrated and overwhelmed a few months later. Today, I want to break down the most common pitfalls I see when companies try to implement new systems and how you can dodge these mistakes to make your next rollout a smooth one. First up, let's talk about lack of clear objectives. This is a big one. Too many teams dive in headfirst without stopping to define what they actually hope to achieve. Maybe you want to speed up your estimate process, keep better track of jobs, or improve customer follow-up. But if you don't spell out those goals, if you don't have a clear outcome defined, you end up with confusion, wasted money, frustrated staff, and a system that doesn't do what you actually need. Know what success looks like before you ever sign up or onboard a new tool. Now, even if your objectives are crystal clear, here's the second pitfall. Ignoring user adoption. You could have the best system money can buy, but if your crew and office staff aren't trained, or worse, if they're not bought in, it's dead in the water. I see owners roll out systems without real training or a plan to get the team on board. The result, people fall back to old habits, nothing sticks, and it's back to square one. Training isn't optional, make it a core part of your plan. Which brings me to number three, poor change management. Implementing a business system is more than just flipping a switch. Too many companies try to make changes overnight or don't communicate the rollout process. Employees feel blindsided, get overwhelmed, and maybe even resent the new system without a clear step-by-step plan, one that includes communication, training, and support. Systems face resistance and end up barely used. So what's the playbook here? Before your next system rollout, first clarify your objectives, know exactly what you want to improve and how you'll measure success. Next, set up training that meets people where they are. Demo the system, answer questions, and check for understanding. Finally, map out a real change management plan. Communicate what's coming, why it matters, and what's expected. Assign someone to champion the transition and support the team as they learn. Handle these three issues: unclear objectives, lack of user buy-in, and poor change management. And you'll see your business systems start actually working for you, not against you. This has been Bradley Benner with the Tree Care HQ Climb to Profit podcast. Rise up and rake in. Let's grow and scale your tree care business. If you're a tree care professional ready to level up your business with proven tree service marketing and growth strategies, let's chat. Schedule a short, no-obligation call with me, Bradley Benner, at tech.treecarehq.com. No hard sales tactics, just a conversation to explore how we can help you dominate your local market and book more jobs. Book it now at tech.treecarehq.com.